Power FM Breakfast with Nix.
Right now, Nix is chatting with a man who's played 195 first grade games in the NRL, Newcastle Knights superstar, dare I say it, Mr. Adam McDougall.
Yeah, Crossy, it's kind of like we've got the complete famous dog trifecta down here. We've got Sandy, Rusty, and of course, Mad Dog. How are you today?
Yeah, good, thank you. I'm glad you can turn your mic off. I wish I could do that to my wife, but anyway.
First question, Jeff Toovey, have you spoken to him in a while?
Yeah, no, he's still cranky, but coaching has helped his happiness. But no, he's certainly doing a good job with Manly after last night's game. He was a bit happier.
Has he forgiven you for the famous head accidental head squash?
Yeah, well, he hasn't apologised to me yet for getting caught under my boot, but he can give me a call anytime he likes.
Those boots are expensive.
They are, yeah. They've cost me a lot of money, them boots, so, to fix them. So
what have you been up to recently?
Yeah, doing lots of stuff with the NRL. I work, donate some time for charity for the NRL and do a little bit of media stuff for Channel 9 and just signed a deal to write two books about men's health, and I own a men's health and wellness business. We sell weight loss and health products for men and women.
Great, you can give Crossy some tips.
Yeah, no, he doesn't look too bad. Our slogan is lose the beer gut while not losing all the beers. So
what I want to know.
Yeah, no, it's really going good. A lot of truck drivers and miners and whatnot are jumping on board and using the products called the Man Shake, and there's bars and all sorts of stuff, and it's going really well.
So you can seriously lose weight without having to completely give up beer, because there's like a huge thing about that, because beer is just so easy to put on the calories. What are the tips?
Well, it's not the beer that puts on the calories as much. It's probably the choices that you make 80% of the time before you drink the beer. So everyone's got to live a little bit and enjoy their lives, and it's about being sensible, knowing when to eat and what to eat at the right times. And a lot of guys actually don't eat breakfast and they don't eat in the afternoons, and that's what the shakes are for. So just helping educate men to make better food choices and move a little bit more so they can be good role models for their kids and get out there and play with them.
So now would be a bad time to say Crossy started his day with a sausage sandwich, then moved on to an extremely rich cookies and cream cake.
Yeah, probably not a good choice every day of the week, but as I said, you got to enjoy yourself on the weekends, and that's what life's about. So
let's look at the Knights this season. Bit of a tough season. I mean, we found out this week Wayne Bennett has decided to announce that he's quitting at the end of the season. Big shock. The Knights fans, the Knights themselves, been a tough season.
Yeah, look, obviously the Alex McKinnon incident has been very sad, and it's took a lot of the wind out of the players when I speak to them. But and then obviously the Nathan Tinkler fiasco with the ownership of the club has been very disruptive as well. So, and now Wayne Bennett, so, it just seems to be every week they're dealt a blow to the club at the moment. But, the great thing about Newcastle and the Hunter is that we stick by the team regardless if they're winning or losing. And, that's why the guys love to run out there at Hunter Sports Stadium and play for the fans, because they're such great fans.
And, of course, round 19 is going to be the rise for Alex rounds across the NRL. Ticket sales, a dollar from each ticket sale is going towards the Rise for Alex Foundation. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. That's correct. So the NRL has come up with a great concept to donate a dollar from every ticket sale to Alex. And, he's got a long battle ahead of him, and, he's such a great guy, and, he's got the right fighting spirit to overcome this later setback. But, it's great to see the NRL supporting him. Also, every player from a number of codes are jumping on board. So it's great to see everyone supporting him, and I'm expecting a sellout crowd at the stadium next week.
And, of course, we actually have just discovered we've got tickets for that round.
Yeah, that's what
not tomorrow.
Yep.
Now, so you're going to help me out, because you're helping the kids down here, I guess, get the ball through the little round hole there.
Yeah, no, the kids are going really good. Actually, the girls have been better than the boys. So if there's any little boys out there, you need to come down and give it a go, because the girls are putting us to shame. So and if you're a parent out there and you don't know what to do on the weekend, come down to Musselbrook Home Timber and Hardware and get the kids out for a free sausage and a pass the ball, and come down and see everyone that's having a good time down here.
Well, I'm going to give you a family pass to next weekend's game to give away to some lucky kid that puts the ball right through that hole in the next 20 minutes. Can you coach me? Because I've never even tried to do this.
Yeah, you'll be fine. It's pretty easy, so just keep your eye on the hole.
I'm going to grab your ball and we're going to give it a shot. Here we go. That's
your there you go.
All right, kids, here we go.
Here she goes. There you go. She got it in.
That's a
more. How could she miss? The hole was as big as her mouth, so she did really well there.
I like that man. I like him a lot. Nix, you've been owned.
Adam McDougall just put me in my place, mate. Thank you so much. Guys, head on down. Have a shot, because if you get it in, Adam might be handing you a family pass to next weekend's game. I can't even talk now. I'm so embarrassed.
Well deserved. This is Power FM.